I found out I wasn't a sinner saved by grace. You know what I'm saying? I found out, man, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become anew. I didn't have that condemnation locked around my neck no more. Have me looking around wondering. No, I didn't have that no more. Because I got myself in this word. And this word changed my life forever. If you take this word and you apply this word, you be a doer of the word and not just a hearer of it. Lord, I'm telling you. No more lack. No more sickness. No more disease. I'm telling you, when them things try to attack you, you attack back with the word of God. I dare a man try to come in my house and try to take over. I dare you. I don't care who you are. I dare you. That's my play. This is my body, which the Holy Spirit dwells in. I don't allow no sickness. My bank account, I don't allow no lack. I speak to it. Money coming. See, when that revelation and knowledge begin to work in my life, you know, I can share with others. See, people ain't going to want to hear you if you don't see it working in your life. People ain't going to want to hear you. People ain't going to want to hear you. But I tell you what, it's working in my life, and I got a lot of people listening. I got a lot of people listening. See, I become a doer of the word. I wasn't just a hearer. I became a doer of the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know how far I'm going to get down in this, but I'm just going to praise God. All right, go to Joshua chapter 1, and we know this scripture so very well. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Praise God. Bishop made it so easy for me when he was back there in the office. He told me, he said, son, don't be under no pressure. He said, you just don't try to be up there no while. You just say what you need to say and let there be that. You know what? That really took the pressure off. I'm telling you now. Y'all, that's why I was telling y'all. Don't look at me like, y'all help me out. Y'all, amen. Cheer me on. Praise God. Because, I mean, you ain't cheering me. You cheering on the Holy Spirit. I got a word. Praise God. And it says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. But you shall meditate in it how often? Day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Okay, let's back up right there. In Ephesians, I think it's in Ephesians. I know it's in Ephesians. He said, God has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ Jesus. He's blessed me. He's already blessed me. And you know, we pray to God. First thing we need to do, we need to get the word of God in our mouth, in our heart. So when we speak to God, we speak in his word. There's a scripture, and I'm jumping a little ahead of myself, but that's okay. It's fitting for right now. He said, my word shall not return unto me void. He said, but it shall accomplish that what I've sent it forth to do. And you know, last time I checked, God wants to bless his people. He sent his son Jesus to redeem his people. Did he not? He did. But look right here what it says in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. So why is he telling you it shouldn't depart from your mouth? Because guess what? You got to say something. You got to say something. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. See, now you got to do something. You got to say something, then you got to do something. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Walking in the light of his word. And you know, I found myself, y'all, out getting this word, and you know, no flowers on me. And my wife, bless her heart, I'm going to get her to say the right thing to me one day. You know, I'm getting up, I'm telling you, just, and she can tell you just like clockwork. I got my clock set for like 4 o'clock, 4:30 to get up and pray. I'm getting up at 3:30 in the morning. Because, see, my spirit is hungry for the Lord. My spirit is hungry for the Lord. And you can ask, I don't complain, because see, there's somebody out there that he wants me to reach. There's somebody out there he wants me to reach. Somebody out there he wants you to reach. Somebody, all he got to say, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Woo, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Lord, y'all, I'm beginning to nibble. Woo, but I'm finna break out that tablespoon. I'm finna throw away that teaspoon. You hear me? Woo, praise God. You know when it get good to you, you get the bigger spoon. You know, you throw that little spoon to the side, you get that bigger spoon. Begin to just dig on in there. Woo. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good. He is faithful to his word. Faithful. Faithful. He said, and this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it how often? Day and night. Observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous. For then you will make your way prosperous. See, a lot of times when we read the word, we'll read it. Okay, I can read my Bible. That's my credit for today. I done read my Bible. But you got to take time to meditate on it. See, because there are many times, man, I read that Bible, read that word, man, but I didn't meditate on it. It didn't set in my spirit. But I got credit, because just like some people, when they come to church, I use this from one of my friends. He said, you got people that come to church, man, they come to church and they check that off the list. Okay, I went to church today, check it off the list. Church credit. But when you walk out them doors, ain't living nothing. And I began to meditate on this. He said, this book of the law should not depart from you, from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Then he says, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. You will make your way prosperous. Because see, then you taking the word of God, you are applying it to this, you applying it to that, you finding those scriptures that are appropriate for what you're going through, whether it be finance, whether it be sickness, whatever it may be. You applying that word of God to that situation, whatever you're dealing with. He said, when you speak my word, it does not return void, empty of power. It does not. I'm telling you. I went back, man, and I read the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And I'm telling you, man, there's so much in the first chapter of the book of Genesis. Woo, there is so much. I told somebody, I said, you know what? I read it. And I said, man, I began to see God when he said, and God said, and God said. And you know, my children in the class, we taught them this. You know, God is love. He is. And what is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. It's not envious. Y'all know that 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But what I'm getting to is this right here. You know, it says in John 3:16, for God loved the world so much that he gave. And I tell the children, stop right there. That he gave.